Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
We have the fifth largest number of billionaires per capita in the world. That's according to an Oxfam report published ahead of the World Economic Forum conference in the Swiss resort of Davos this week. And I'm joined by Samantha McCochran, business editor for the Sunday Independent. And Samantha, 17 Irish billionaires, who are they?
Well, a lot of them are well-known names, and then there's quite a few names that aren't as well-known. They're more old money, or they're inherited money. So the top name, that one of the top names that we all know, is the Weston family. If we don't know them, we'll know their shops. They own Arnott's and Brown Thomas in Dublin, as well as several upper market stores in Europe. And they're also the family behind Penny's. They have a big, in Canada, they have a huge grocery business. So that's Hilary and Galen Weston. And the wife there is Irish. She was an Irish model. And the story goes, they met over a shop counter and started to grow the empire between them. Other names, a very young entry, and one that, again, people might know, but they actually are doing a lot of behind-the-scenes technology. They're behind a company called Stripe, and that's Patrick and John Collison. They're two Limerick brothers, and they're only in their 20s, early 30s. They started off really young, went to the States, and are building this fantastic technology that it's actually really hard to understand for ordinary people. They talk very complex language.
Were they former winners of the Young Scientist at some stage along the way?
That's right, they literally have been since they were 2013. They got this business going and have been firing ahead. The valuations for that business are massive, and they're 5 billion.
A couple of the other names probably familiar with, the Goodmans, Dermot Desmond,
Larry
and so on.
Goodman, his family, Dermot Desmond, Dennis O'Brien, and then the Dunn's family, Dunn's and the Heffernan's. Dunn's is obviously headed by Margaret Heffernan now, and her brother Frank Dunn is also very successfully running other aspects of the business. So they're well-known names. And then there's some others like J.P. McManus, John Magner, very well-known in the racing circles, but they have massive property portfolios as well, which have contributed to their billion and a half euros wealth. I think some of this information was based on maybe some rich lists done a year ago. Last year, over the last 12 months, has been very, very good year for portfolios. So I'd expect we're publishing our own rich list in the coming weeks, we'll see quite a jump in the wealth. So even though the wealth in this is extraordinary, it was a very good last year, and you'll see
money begets money. This list has been published by Oxfam.
That's right. Well, to be fair to Oxfam, it's a very, very good way of highlighting the inequality that there is out there. As you say, we have 17 billionaires, and there's only a couple of countries ahead of us, and we kind of have to ask quite why that is. The answers aren't that obvious, but they want us to actually start thinking about those questions. And one of the things Oxfam is highlighting is the fact that women do a lot of unpaid work, and actually, out of the top 17 billionaires in the list, the only women there are really wives of the kind of men that are on the list, and there's only a couple of those women. Presumably they may have had a huge role in the background, but we don't really know. But that is something that Oxfam is highlighting. Why are women not appearing in these lists?
Margaret Heffernan would be an exception, would she? I mean, inherited wealth, I suppose. Her father started the company.
She has driven it fantastically well, and she's also bringing in the next generation of the family, who are a niece and a daughter in the family, and they're actually continuing to bring on the business and modernising it. Any shoppers in Dunn's will have probably noticed that over the last couple of years, how it's continuing to progress and excel in the market. So there are a few women there, but there aren't certainly anything like any levels of equality, or even the 30% of women. It's way, way below that. And not just here internationally.
Samantha McCochran, business editor with the Sunday Independent. Many thanks indeed.